I'm pleased that my new friend Greg Juarez will be our speaker today. He is with Just Bakery, and it looks like we're getting them to return to bringing us some baked goods. So a wonderful thing. He's worked with them for over 1.5 years and also a classroom instructor. He was someone incarcerated for three years and found support through Just Dane and through Just Bakery. He's lived in Madison for 56 years. So if you will, please welcome Greg Juarez, my new friend.
Good morning. My name is Greg Juarez. Thank you for having me and inviting us in. I'd like to just talk a little bit about myself first, if I can. Like I said, my name is Greg. I'm 57 years old right now. I had a pretty good life till I got myself in trouble back in 2017. I had quite a bunch of issues with my marriage, and then my mom, which I love dearly, passed away that year. So it kind of set me on the wrong path down the line. Ended up getting myself in trouble, did 3 years in prison. When I got out, I really didn't have anything because I said my marriage went through a divorce while I was in prison. I pretty much lost everything that I had. And once I returned back here to Madison, there was really no one here for a support system for me. Most of my family had kind of like turned their backs on me and everything. So I was kind of on my own. Lucky for myself, I was a veteran also. So I had some help through the VA for me when I first got out. So I wasn't like homeless. I was close, but really wasn't close to being homeless. And then realizing like my first year out, it was really tough. There was times where I'd rather be back in prison. I felt more safer being back in prison. I had difficulty, you know, getting used to it again and everything. So, yeah, it was hard. Through Just Dane, I learned about Just Dane. I don't know if any of you know John Gibbons, who works for Just Dane through Circa Supports. He really helped out. He reached out to me and helped out really, really a lot. They taught me about Just Bakery, which I decided to enroll in. I had a good resume, but I always thought it would, you know, I like to learn. So it was something that I could do. And something else that I could just add to my resume. I really enjoyed the learning so far, the baking, not so much. But I guess they saw that in me, so they kind of asked me if I wanted to try to teach. And it's something I had never done before. I'm not used to talking in front of people, so it's a little hard for me. So, but yeah, I decided to try it. And ever since then, I've really enjoyed it. I've been with them as a teacher for almost 2 years now, I think. But yeah, everything's been going good. And so I can just tell you a little bit about Just Bakery right now. Just Bakery, like I said, is an educational vocational training program to help people with barriers to whether it be homelessness, just getting out of jail, prison, anyone with like alcohol, drug abuses, you know, homeless, just people who are having a rough time. Even for some people, we've had some people who have never been in trouble or done anything, just wanted a new chance to start over. A lot of it is funded through donations and everything. Every now and then we will get city funding, but not very much. So a lot of it, all the proceeds that we have, like a lot of things like this help with coming to churches, whether it be markets, that helps because that same money that we make comes right back to the Just Bakery. And so none of the money ever goes anywhere else, straight into Just Bakery. Like it says, our curriculum, we changed it this year. It used to be a 12-week program where 6 weeks were spent in the bakery and 6 weeks spent in the classroom. We found that it was kind of hard for people to kind of learn because a lot of them were less educated and stuff like that. So spending a whole month in the classroom before even coming, starting halfway in the kitchen, took a lot out of them, and we had a lot of dropouts because of that. This past year, we started a new program where it was a 9-week program, and we decided to alternate the days between the classroom and the kitchen. And that seems to have worked out a lot better. It's not as much stress on the students and learning and stuff like that. And a lot of people, they like coming to the bakery just more to bake than anything else. So another thing that we offer at Just Bakery in our education bakery part. We offer ServSafe, which is food service. We offer five different courses. ServSafe, which is food safety, management, supervision skills, food cost, and nutrition. A new thing that we're starting also this year is hospitality accounting. But this is going to be divided into two groups of Just Bakery. They call it JB1 and JB2. The first 9 weeks, they will learn ServSafe, nutrition, and management, which are the hardest, or not the hardest, but the ones you want to know the most. The second curriculum is called JB2, and that's where you're going to learn cost, supervision, and the new hospitality and accounting. So that's kind of something new for me, because I'll be teaching that to myself, which I've never done that before, but something new. It's kind of hard because I have to get myself accredited to be able to teach these things. So it's kind of something good to know. ServSafe, I'm not sure if you know about what it actually is, but it's a certificate that almost in Wisconsin is a law now, that at least one management position has to have ServSafe certification just to even to run any food service business. Other than that, there are some good things that also come out of it. We have a resource specialist where during the time that they're there, we help them with whether it be finding employment, making a resume, helping with interviews, and even helping with employment and stuff like that. Anything else that they need, whether it be we're helping with their drugs or, alcohol addiction. Even if any student drops out at all before the class is done, we give them up to a year where we were still helping with all these other things. So it's a good thing. When I first started, to be honest, I had a good job and everything. I thought I had lived a happy life. I probably wouldn't be caring about this stuff, but to you actually kind of live it and realize what's going on, it's takes a bit out of you. So that was one thing I really liked. Like I said, they really helped me. And so I really thought that giving back would help a lot too. So I'm kind of happy where I'm at now. I don't think I would change anything in my life again, even though most people would say I wouldn't want to go back to prison. But, I guess that's how you learn sometimes. Let me tell you then a little about Just Dane, if you don't mind. Just Dane, who is our parent company, they include, of course, Just Bakery. And some of the programs that they use are Jobs Just Connections, which is our youth programs, which include mentoring connections, family connections, and reading connections. And we also have a junior Just Bakery class, too, that we give out once a year at least. Another program is called the Journey Home. Journey Home works to reduce recidivism, return to prison, by creating a stronger, safer community for those returning. It focuses on helping them, like I said, with residency, jobs, employment, and stuff like that. That's just a Just Dane program there for that. Peer support, we offer peer support initiative. Provides a solution that helps formerly incarcerated individuals find success in their life while helping them, progress, getting back into the community. One of our big programs we also have is called Circles of Support. I was in that myself. It's a reentry program that provides individuals leaving prison with just a support system. We usually get about 5 to 6 people from around the Madison area, all different walks of life. Myself, I had a doctor. I had a lady who had been in business for 30, 40 years, even had a couple of college students. So it's kind of nice. They kind of help you. And they help you with everything, making good choices and everything, living right. If you have any problems, you can ask them. They can, we get opinions from all different sides. Also, we have the Healing House. Healing House is a recuperative care shelter for families to experience homelessness, especially when they're having emergency care or something. It's a place for them to heal prior to they get back onto the community, where we can help them with that. Let me see. Anything else? Am I going too fast? Am I even going fast? And I'm going too fast.
Tell some stories.
All right. Well, I guess some stories. Like I said, for me, to be honest, Myself, I probably wouldn't even have cared about this program or anything like it. I was kind of living off in my own world, you know, living the life. It does kind of bring you back to, you know, realism about how much trouble there is, how much people need help out there and everything. So it's a really good thing, I think. I think really, they really changed my life. It's hard to say that they haven't, but they really have. There's no way for me to completely thank them for everything that they've done for me. They've helped me with housing. They found me housing. Like I said, I have a job now. I have a really good job, which I enjoy. I really like to teach. I don't know about still talking in front of people, but like I said, I still have issues at home. I live by myself. I have PTSD, depression. I was over in the Middle East when Operation Desert Storm, Desert Shield. So it's been, it was a little rough. Other than that, I think things have been going good for me. Like I said, I really enjoy helping other people. It's opened up my eyes to, I guess, how they say, justice impaired, or, you know, things like that. And to open up my eyes how really hard it was to get started again once you get out of prison, or whether it be, you know, alcohol or drug abuse. I don't know what else I could say, but sorry. But let's see. Like it says, we help people, whether it be after they complete this course, whether it be helping with, like I said, home, housing, jobs. I think that's been something that's been really helpful. Recidivism, I keep saying it, if I'm saying that right, is 9 to 15% compared to the state average of 67%. So it's a really good program. It does help.